Il est présentement 7h08 pour l'ordre du jour, la séance ordinaire du Conseil de la municipalité du canton de Lau. For a regular meeting, Council Municipality of Lau, it is presently 7:09. Alors, point numéro 1, pour l'adopter l'ordre du jour, avec une légère modification. To propose the agenda as proposed, with one exception, item 4.6, item 4.6, sera retiré de la séance de ce soir. Est-ce que j'ai un proposeur pour l'agenda tel qu'amendé? Monsieur Thivierge propose. Est-ce que j'ai un secondeur? Do I have someone to support?
I think we need that in English for the tape. What are we voting on?
So I'll just repeat. Mm-hmm. So the adoption of the agenda with the slight modification of the removal of 4.6 from the agenda as proposed. Luc has proposed the modified agenda. Do I have someone to second?
I'll second.
Faye McLaughlin seconds. All those in favor?
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Motion passed. Alors, j'ouvre pour la première période de questions, for the first question period. Le plancher est à vous. Yes, sir.
Have we requested an extension for affairs for the land use development plan? Last one was, deadline was September 30th.
Est-ce qu'on a demandé une extension pour le plan de développement?
Yes, we requested and they refused because we don't need an extension now. We can still work on the draft of bylaw. But we don't need an extension because we don't want to modify we don't want to make an amendment to the existing bylaw. So we don't need an extension for that. If between the adoption of the new draft we are working on it, if before the adoption of that we need to modify the actual regulation, then if we request an extension, they're going to authorize us. That's what the MAMASH says to us.
So, to modify it, we have to have a public consultation meeting with the public.
Yeah.
In case there is a certain request to be done to modify the. So, basically, when does the process start then? The public consultation.
When the committee will be ready. When the draft will be as per the committee and the council. Expectation. After that, before the adoption, the public will be consulted.
Is there a time limit by the municipal affairs to where, again, is it like maybe they've given you a grace period of 6 months again, and if not, if we're not prepared then?
They don't told us about the delay, no.
So this could go on for another 4 years?
I don't think it will go on for another.
It's not the intent of council.
No.
Well, I mean, it's been 4 years, so.
Yes.
When's it going to happen?
As the DG just indicated, we have to form the committees and the work to be done in that. At that point in time, council will convene the public for consultations.
The reason I'm bringing it up, there was a gentleman here a couple of weeks ago who brought up. He has a development plan.
Yes.
And we're still basing everything on our old plan of 1993. So his plan is not confirmed to the 1993 plan. So it seems that he knows something that I didn't, and that he's allowed to build on islands.
As of now, as we said, the bylaws are not updated for that. It is something that will be looked at the committee level, as the DG has just explained. But for now, that is still pending.
Okay. So, what is he going down the wrong path? Like, why would he spend so much money if he doesn't know that?
I can't pronounce tonight what council has decided. The previous council has decided. And again, that this is work to be done at the committee level, and right now the committees have not been formed yet.
So, but again, he's approached
yes.
the municipality in the
yes.
last year or so. So the municipality must know that he's allowed to build on island. He's allowed to build on an island.
Right now, his request, as formulated last time he was here, was to the effect that have the bylaws been updated? That is what's in front of the municipal council and the municipality as of now. I can't answer because I don't have the file in front of me.
I mean, why would he spend so much money if he didn't know positively that he would be allowed to build on an island?
I can't hypothesize what the discussions were between him. I know, but I cannot, as I said, I cannot say what was said before. The request that he made and that we agreed was to look at it with the municipality to see what the bylaw says right now and what was discussed with previous council.
And was that discussed that he's allowed to build on an island? Is council open to speak? Because five members of this council.
For those who have personal knowledge of the situation, if you have.
Well, for myself, I was not privy to that discussion because it was done through the committee. So.
So why aren't committee meetings public?
Why aren't?
The minutes of a committee meeting public.
Because committees make recommendations to council, and council once council takes a decision, it becomes public. I cannot tell you what was said at the committee level. I was not there. And right now, we don't have committees formed as of yet. So as soon as these committees will be formed, the committee that's tasked to look into that will.
With what he's proceeding with without confirmation of certain facts?
I think I've answered that question.
None of the council would like to elaborate on that gentleman's development plan? So,
if I may,
okay,
Mr. Mayor. I don't think it's appropriate for council members to discuss an individual's project without him here, and the bylaws have to be renewed. There was a heck of a lot of work done in the previous council by that committee to bring it up to speed. This council has to review that draft and, you know, endorse it, hopefully, before it comes to public consultations to see what the community thinks. Lots of feedback will be most welcome. But until that happens, we can't talk about an individual's project at this table.
Because if I owned an island right now and listened to that gentleman last couple of weeks ago, I would think that I would be allowed to build on an island. And if I came to the DG or the building inspector, they would not be able to confirm that with me, where he seems pretty confident that he can. And so I don't understand how you can state what you're stating today to me. And that gentleman seems to have a different interpretation of what's actually going on. Anyway, I'll leave it at that.
Alors, on avait une question du public par rapport à un plan de développement qui n'est pas encore public. On a eu des questions par rapport au travail des comités Conseillère McAvoy a spécifié qu'il était inapproprié pour que le Conseil se prononce d'un travail qui n'est pas encore public. On a parlé également d'un délai de production. La DG a mentionné que le délai, bien qu'il a expiré, il n'y avait pas de délai légal en tant que tel, et qu'une fois que les comités vont être saisis de leur mandat, le travail approprié sera fait. Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Are there any other questions?
Yeah, oui? It's not a question. It's, yeah. You're aware of the O'Sullivan Road thing. Marianne is working on it.
Yeah.
However, we'll be going to court again on the 27th of February. The court costs for that day is going to be $2,500 to $3,000. It'd be nice to the road be transferred into the municipal name by then, or before then.
When is the court date?
27th, I think. The legal fees are quite high right now.
And your comment, just I'm taking notes. Your comment is to the effect, what are you requesting?
You guys get the land transfer to your name.
Okay. On discute avec le TG. All right. Alors, en français, il y avait une question concernant la route O'Sullivan. Il y a un litige en cours présentement. Il y a une date prévue pour le 27. What court level is?
Well,
is it Superior Court?
I was waiting for the surveyor.
Okay. Est-ce qu'on
a... Okay.
Et le commentaire était à l'effet de savoir si le transfert sera fait avant cette date-là.
J'en doute. Ouais. J'en doute beaucoup. Je vous ferai un suivi du dossier.
OK. On pourrait demander le report de la date de la cour. On pourrait faire ça.
Ce serait une bonne idée.
OK. Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres commentaires ou questions? And your name, sir?
Peter Salisbury.
Pardon me?
Peter Salisbury.
Yes.
So the last administration, the mayor wouldn't allow us to direct questions to councilors?
It's not the mayor per se. Is that typically questions come to the mayor, and the mayor then directs councilor as he or she fits? So you can direct a question at me, and if I can't answer, and if a counselor has information that is pertinent, obviously, he or she will be asked to answer, just the same way that we've proceeded with your previous comment.
So, also, I don't know, is Marine still on the fire department? Is Mr. Gasling,
what is your question?
Have they been determined what branch or whatever committees they're on yet?
The committees have not been formed yet. That item 4.6 was removed. So there's no committees that have been formed, no members of each committee. Do you have a comment or a question relative to that you would like to bring to the attention of council?
Well, no, but if I had a question about the fire department now, and I want to redirect it to the council, I don't know which councilor who's taking care of the fire department.
So is the question relative to some councillors being on the fire department?
Well, I know Marie Rice was a fire department last administration.
She, to the best of my knowledge, she is still part of the fire department, yes.
I think Andre is talking about the committee.
Okay, no. And again, the committees have not been formed. Alors, la question de M. Dubois est à l'effet, est-ce qu'il y a des conseillers qui font partie du comité? J'ai rappelé que l'item 4.6, tel que présenté à l'agenda et qui a été retiré, les comités ne sont pas encore faits et donc personne ne peut avoir l'autorisation de parler ou même de mentionner que des conseillers font partie des comités. Ceux-ci sont inexistants à cette date-ci. Est-ce qu'il y a, are there any questions or comments you'd like to bring forward? Non? Alors, on va passer au point numéro 3 pour accepter le procès verbal de la séance ordinaire du Conseil tenue le 19 janvier, tel que présenté, et les trois séances extraordinaires du Conseil municipal tenues le 28 janvier 2028. So, point number 3, to adopt the minutes of the regular meeting of the Municipal Council held on January 19th, as well as the minutes of three extraordinary meetings of the Municipality Council held on January 28th. Do I have a proposer? Est-ce que j'ai quelqu'un pour proposer l'adoption du procès verbal? Monsieur Luc Thivierge, conseiller Thivierge, propose pour l'adoption, secondé by Maureen Rice.
With the amendment.
Pardon me?
With the amendments.
The minutes as amended.
As amended, yes. As amended. Est-ce que... All those in favor?
Oui.
Yes.
Tout le monde en support? Alors, tous les conseillers ont voté pour, avec M. Ghislain Robert, qui en a fait de l'abstention. Item 4.1, pour accepter le rapport comptable 2026-01, autoriser le bureau de la directrice générale à effectuer les paiements pour les comptes des comptes à payer au montant de 15 880 $63 et des comptes payés au montant de 160 824 $32. Item 4.1, to accept accounting reports 2026-1, authorizing the office of the Director General to make payments payable, account payables in the amount of $15,880.63, and accounts paid in the amount of $160,824.32. Est-ce que j'ai un proposeur? Do I have someone to propose?
I'll so move.
I didn't get the permit.
Je propose.
Maureen, Councillor Maureen McAvoy propose. Est-ce que j'ai un secondeur, quelqu'un pour appuyer?
I'll second it.
Ghislain Robert seconds.
I'm abstaining.
Abstain. Maureen, Councillor Maureen Rice abstain. All those in favor?
Yes.
All those in favor with the abstention as duly noted. Item 4.1.1, item 4.1.1, to authorize an addition to the accounting report of December of last year, 2025 December, authorize the Office of the Director General to proceed with payments with the amount of $7,206.76, accounts paid in the amount of $62,699.90. Pour effectuer les paiements à compte à payer au montant de 7 206,76 et des comptes à payer au montant de 62 699,90. Est-ce que j'ai un proposeur? Do I have someone to propose the adoption?
I'll propose it.
Maureen Rice proposes. Councillor Faye McLaughlin seconds. All those in favor?
Oui.
Tout le monde en faveur? La motion est passée à l'unanimité. Item 4.2. Item 4.2, bylaw establishing the bylaw of the Code of Ethics and Professional Conduct for Elected Officials of Municipality of Township of Low. Pour adapter le règlement portant le numéro 2026-001, pour abroger et remplacer le règlement portant le numéro 2022-008, édictant le Code d'éthique et de déontologie des élus de la municipalité du canton de Low, avec les légères modifications qui ont été apportées au préalable. Do I have someone to propose the for adoption? Est-ce que j'ai quelqu'un pour proposer l'adoption du code révisé?
Avec les changements.
Conseiller Thivierge propose. Est-ce que j'ai quelqu'un pour seconder? Do I have something, a counselor to second?
I'll second it.
Lee Angus seconds. All those in favor, tout le monde en faveur?
Yes. I'm voting no.
Everyone is in favor with the exception with Councillor Rice that votes nay, qui a voté contre. Numéro 4.3, bylaw number 2026-002, bylaw to fix the property tax rates and tariff rates for the fiscal year of the conditions for the collection as well as the taxation of the collection of residual materials for the year 2026. Le 4.3, règlement numéro 2026-002, règlement pour fixer les taux de taxation foncière et de la tarification pour l'exercice financier, les conditions de perception ainsi que l'imposition de la taxe pour la cueillette des matières résiduelles telles que déposées lors du budget pour l'année 2026. Est-ce que j'ai un proposeur? Do I have someone to propose for adoption?
Propose it.
Ghislain Robert, Councillor Robert, proposes for adoption. Est-ce que j'ai quelqu'un pour seconder? Do I have a second?
As amended, I'll second it.
Yes, as amended, Councillor McAvoy seconds. Est-ce tout le monde en faveur? Everybody
yes.
In favor?
Non.
Mm-hmm. Non?
Yeah.
Alors, conseiller Thivierge a voté contre.
Against
as well. Maureen Rice, Councillor Rice has voted against. The motion has passed. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Yes, you approve. So, motion has passed. To adopt the bylaw number 2026-002 to repeal and replace bylaw 2025-001 concerning the bylaw to fix the property tax rates and tariff rates for the fiscal year and conditions for the collection as well as the taxation. Ça, c'était pas. Ah non, ça, c'est. Pardon me, c'était la table, le tableau qui était en arrière. Oui, effectivement. Merci, Monsieur le Conseiller. To renew telephone package legal advisor 2026, pour renouveler le forfait téléphonique, les aviseurs légaux, pour un montant qui s'élève à 500 $ où la municipalité fait appel à un forfait téléphonique pour avoir accès à la firme d'avocats DHC Avocats. Council Rice proposes, second by Councillor McAvoy. All those in favor, tout le monde en faveur?
Oui.
Yes, yes. Oui, on passe à l'unanimité. Item 4.5, pour autoriser les ajustements salariaux année 2026, to authorize salary adjustments year 2026. And so this is to reflect what was passed last week in the budget, avec une augmentation salariale de 2.1% pour les employés de la municipalité. The salary increases in line with CPI of 2.1% for the current year for the employees, council members. Est-ce que j'ai quelqu'un pour proposer? Do I have someone to propose the adoption?
I propose.
Councillor McLaughlin proposes. Do I have someone to second? Est-ce que j'ai quelqu'un pour seconder? Monsieur Luc Thivierge seconde. All those in favor? Tout le monde en faveur?
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Abstaining as it affects me in the fire department?
I'm also abstaining.
Deux abstentions reconnues au procès verbal, soit le conseiller Robert et la conseillère Rice. Two abstentions to be noted in the notes, the minutes. Councillor Robert and Councillor Rice abstain. Six is removed from the agenda. Je vais demander la suspension de la séance pour 5 minutes. I will ask the suspension of la séance of the meeting for 5 minutes. I need to just check the point of order. Est-ce que j'ai quelqu'un qui s'oppose à la suspension de 5 minutes? Do I have someone opposing the suspension for 5 minutes of the meeting?
What's it for?
Je veux juste. C'est ça. Est-ce que j'ai un proposeur juste pour suspendre pour 5 minutes, just to suspend the current meeting for 5 minutes? I need to check something. Monsieur Thivierge propose, second by Councillor Rice. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes? Yes. OK. Thank you. J'ai besoin de vérifier quelque chose avec vous.